Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, I'm sorry for the bad news, but it's time to start another episode of Two Guys Talking About Lettuce. My name is Greg.
We're just going first names today?
Well, I am. You have to do all of your names, including middle names.
My name is Craig Gene Benzine.
What's the Gene short for?
Actually, Mr. Craig Gene Benzine.
What's Gene short for?
It's just Gene.
It's not like, it's like Gene shorts?
No. Just Gene. That's not a name. Gene
Are you wearing jean shorts right now?
No one is called Gene shorts.
Yeah, but are you wearing jean shorts? Everybody wants to know if you're wearing jean shorts. I've been getting a lot of comments about that.
No, I'm wearing, I would call them lounge pants.
Oh, man. You're wearing lounge pants?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, at first, I wasn't sure if this was going to be a good episode, but now that I know you're wearing lounge pants.
Yeah. But let's go back for a second. Why is it bad news that this is an episode of...
Because it started with us having a horrible argument. And listen, I want to be honest to everybody. You know, normally Craig and I don't argue, especially like right before we start the show, but Craig texted me at 8:58 my time and said, this is the morning, by the way, on Tuesday morning. And he said, I'll be ready in 5 minutes. Well, 5 minutes went by and he did not join the Zoom. Then finally on the sixth minute, there he is. And I said to him, that was 6 minutes. That was not 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And he was like, Greg? Well, I forget what you said, but it kind of sounded like that.
Well. That's not what it sounded like. What I said was, my time, 11:05, was 5 minutes after we were supposed to start, which was 11.
But not from when you texted me.
Yeah, I understand that. But also... Who gives a fuck? Who gives a fuck?
I love when Craig Benzine curses. So listen, if you haven't figured it out, it wasn't a real fight, you guys. Craig and I don't really fight. We get along like friends.
Yeah, we bury that anger when we talk to each other.
We do. All of our anger is buried.
Yeah.
Let me see if
I can
get
what I had to do for that 5 minutes?
Going. That's too pale. Hang on. I'm playing with colors. Oh, that's kind of fun. Makes me look tan.
This is a podcast. Right?
I'm going with that color. Well, yeah, but some people watch it on YouTube.
That's true. But
some people
also,
watching you.
Yeah, but this is not. It wouldn't be good content for YouTube either. Let's move on.
Okay? All right. I didn't know that you were the arbiter of what is good or bad content.
Well, I think... You know, I'm surprised. We both have made lots of content. I think we would both know something about it.
I made some content this morning in the bathroom of Trader Joe's.
Speaking of this, so the reason I was 5 minutes late was I had to brush my teeth and go to the bathroom. So you know what I did? I brushed my teeth while going to the bathroom.
No, not a good combination.
Why?
I mean, it's bad enough that we hold our phones while going to the bathroom, but... Holding your toothbrush while going to the bathroom?
Yeah.
No.
Mm-mm. No?
No. No, I don't approve of that. I do not approve.
But it might have actually been like 7 or 8 minutes by the time I got back then.
So here's the deal. I took Twitter off of my phone like 2 years ago now.
And every
once in a while when there's something really important, I'll reinstall it just to use it for one thing and then I'll uninstall it again. I'll delete it. And this morning I was in Trader Joe's and I needed to poop. I'm just being honest with all you listeners because I know that you, listen, I went shopping and I'm like, I don't think I want to wait until I get home. I mean, I could wait an extra 10 minutes or whatever, but I feel like I just want to go ahead and get it out right here in Trader Joe's.
You know, there are some people that would say you never go number two unless you're at home.
I don't agree with those people. I feel like we have human bodies and they have needs. And then you've got to listen to your body and do what you should do. So anyway, so I put the groceries in the car.
I agree with you, by the way.
But and then I went back into Trader Joe's and I'm like, well, wait a minute. This is a golden opportunity. If I'm pooping in Trader Joe's, I better install the Twitter app.
No, a golden opportunity would be if you were peeing, Greg.
No, the way that I poop.
Okay.
So let's
move on.
So I thought this is a golden opportunity. I need to install the Twitter app, which is spelled TWITTER, Twitter. And
And
I installed the app just to let people know that I was pooping in Trader Joe's and they could ask me anything. And I got multiple questions in the, 3 minutes or so that it took me to poop.
Okay.
It was a quick poop. It wasn't a long. I was in there for like 20 minutes or anything.
We don't need to describe it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I was able to answer some questions, which is great. And I was able to connect with people. And then as soon as I was done, came home, deleted the app off my phone.
Good job. Good job.
Because my work was done. I worked today.
Okay. Work, that's, I suppose.
That's work. Yeah. That's my work. That's what I do for work.
What were some of the questions?
Do I have to reinstall the app now to...
Oh geez! Oh,
you know what? I'll open it. I'll open it here on my computer in a web browser. Do you ever use a web browser?
Yes, everyone does. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Which browser do you use? Chrome.
Chrome. I use Chrome and occasionally Safari.
Yep, I use Safari. I made the switch.
Well,
I've gradually just switched to Apple all of their stuff because it's just easier when you have an Apple laptop.
Here's the thing. I switch back and forth depending on what seems to work better at the time.
Yeah, sure.
So here's the deal. So let's see. I got this question. What are they sampling today? Was one of the questions. And I answered, hopefully nothing in here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then someone else asked, did you find their hidden animal? Trader Joe's has a hidden plushie, like a little stuffed animal that they hide. And then kids can look through the store, and when they find it, they go up to the checkout stand and they say, hey, I found Bobo DeLobo, or whatever its name is. It's on aisle 3 behind the tortilla chips. And they're like, okay, here's your lollipop. Did you find their hidden animal?
I did not know there was a hidden plushie in Trader Joe's.
Every Trader Joe's does that. They'll hide it and they'll move it around every week, so it's in a different location. So that way kids don't cheat. You know how kids love to cheat.
Can adults get a lollipop?
Yeah, you can get a free lollipop if you tell them I found Bobo DeLobo, and they'll be like, what's a Bobo DeLobo? And you're like, your stuffed animal. And they're like, that's not what it's called.
And I'll say, well, that's what Greg calls it.
Yeah, and they'll be like, Greg Benson of the Two Guys Talking About Lettuce podcast?
Yeah.
Anyway, did you find their hidden animal? I answered no, but I found some corn. Does that count? Here's the truth between you and me. I didn't have any corn in my poop. I didn't eat corn.
Greg.
Yeah.
Greg, you don't need to admit that. No.
No, I'm just telling people that's the truth. I did not eat corn.
You're going to get canceled.
Then someone else asked, what's that smell? And I replied, it was the smell of success. Okay. Which is true. I mean,
depending on what you were trying to succeed at.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you're pooping, there's really only one thing you're trying to succeed at, and that is pooping.
Yeah.
And I succeeded, and it was the smell of success.
But, it could have that smell, and you may not have succeeded,
Well, just in case there was somebody.
Somebody else, you were just still struggling,
Oh, that's so true. I didn't really think about that. And those are the only ones I answered. Someone else actually did answer 14 minutes later, are you still pooping? And this one I actually answered right before I deleted the app at home. I wrote only 3.5 more hours to go. So I just want to share those with you because, certain things happen that are important and you have to share them with other people.
You have to?
Yeah, you're required to.
No, see, I feel like we overshare these days, Greg.
I don't think anyone would think that what I have just shared is oversharing. I feel like it's just like everybody loves to talk about poop. Everybody likes Trader Joe's. So what's better than pooping in Trader Joe's?
I bet more people would talk positively about Trader Joe's than poop.
I don't know, man.
My Trader Joe's review. Quote me on that.
I feel like you're incorrect because think about it logically. Mm-hmm. I poop every day or just about every day. Sometimes I skip a day. I don't go to Trader Joe's every day.
Just because you do a thing more does not mean you would talk positively about the result of it.
But it is positive because it's an important thing to do for your body. And just imagine, like, let's say that I go to Trader Joe's once every week or two.
No, but
well,
I'm talking
if I only
about pooped,
poop.
I'm talking
if I
about
poop,
poop.
Yeah,
not
but
pooping.
If I know, but if I pooped once every week or two, like I feel like I'd have a there'd be a horrible. Like, my body, there'd be something horribly wrong, and I'd be in a lot of pain.
That's true. Yes.
So, I feel like I've won this conversation, and if this was a contest, I feel like I would have just gotten the gold.
So, before when I said comparing Trader Joe's to poop, I'm not comparing it to pooping and your body being able to poop.
Yeah.
I'm comparing it to shit, is what I'm comparing it to.
Okay, I feel like you're very potty mouth today, you know?
Well, it's weird that two opportunities came up where it really made sense for me to swear. It just
I mean, I guess if that makes you feel better.
Yeah, I didn't really feel bad about it, but
I mean, if it makes you feel like you've accomplished something this morning, then hey, you go for it. Hey, I did. Speaking of poop, let me ask you a question. What is the difference between an astronomer and a proctologist?
An astronomer knows a lot about space, and a proctologist knows a lot about your butt.
I mean, you're close, but that's not
what we're... They both know a lot about something.
That's not what we're going for here.
Okay, all right.
An astronomer looks up into the sky, and a proctologist looks up into the sky.
Yeah. I knew where that was going.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah.
Loved it.
That is a joke that I wrote. I wrote that joke.
You did?
I wrote it. It came from my brain. I wrote it from scratch. Started
good
off,
job.
The page was blank. And I'm like, what am I going to write a joke about today? And then
that is good.
And it took me 14 hours to write that joke.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Today?
And no, that was a couple days ago. I saved it for you.
All right.
Yeah. Because I knew that I needed some good content for today.
That's a long time. It strikes me more as a joke where you just thought of the pun and then you worked around it for like a minute or two and you came up with the joke.
Huh. And maybe that would have been better, but I did spend 14 hours on that. And listen, I hope you appreciate it. But let's face it, wasn't it worth it?
It was absolutely worth it. That's a good joke. I like that joke.
Good. Good. I'm glad we can finally win something. I want to do a shout out to Megan. Yes, Megan, I'm talking to you, my neighbor. I just found out that Megan, my neighbor, listens to this podcast religiously, which is weird because I never considered this podcast to be a religion, but apparently she listens to it religiously, which I guess means she worships the podcast.
Okay. What is our religion? What would our religion be if this podcast were a religion?
It's just the religion of lettuce, you know?
Yeah.
I mean,
does that mean like lettuce is some sort of god or like,
yeah, I don't know if it's a god or if it's the gods, like the gods of lettuce, you know? Did you ever see that movie, The Gods of Lettuce?
No,
I don't recommend it. Not one of Spielberg's better movies.
Well, I'm aware. I think I'm aware of every Spielberg movie and I've never heard of that one.
Well, a lot of people call it Hook.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I've seen Hook. Yes.
Well, the original title was The Gods of Lettuce. I mean,
would the sequel to Peter Pan be called The Gods of Lettuce?
If you're a Hook fan, if you've seen it, that means you're a fan. Yeah. Then you probably know the whole story. I mean, why don't you share the story with everybody why they originally Hook? Called it that?
Oh, why they originally?
Yeah.
The thing that I just told you that I was unaware of.
Yeah. Go ahead and tell the story.
Oh, okay. Well, so Peter Pan grows up, right?
Yeah.
And
everybody knows that.
Yeah. And
same thing happened to Jesus.
He grew up. Yes.
Yeah.
But turns out Peter Pan is not a good dad. He's all wrapped up in work. Doesn't have a lot of time for his son. He has forgotten how to be a kid, everybody.
He's like an accountant now, right? Something like he's like an accountant.
Yeah. And you know what adults do?
What do they
do? Eat a lot of salad, and yeah, and so his kid is like, my dad is like, he's just a god of lettuce, you know.
Mm.
because he's just always eating salads.
Yeah, this makes sense.
And you look up to your parents and you think they know everything. So he's like a god to his kid, I guess, even though he's not. And he's not around, which is also like God. So wait.
You're saying that God's not around? Don't you know that God is everywhere? Haven't you ever talked to a religious person?
I haven't seen him.
Well,
I was raised Catholic, Greg. I know.
Well, I don't feel like you know everything. Okay. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, you told me to explain this, so this is what's happening. And then he goes to Neverland. He gets roped into going back to Never Neverland because his kids were kidnapped, and he has to find them.
Do you like the movie Hook? That's one of those movies that divides people.
I saw it as a kid.
Yeah.
And as a kid, I really liked it. As I got older, I really disliked it. And now I think I probably like it a little more.
Interesting. You know, I feel like it's one of those movies that people either like it or they don't like it, or somewhere in between. Like it's like a whole spectrum, you know?
Okay. It's one of those.
It's one of those movies where people love it or they hate it or anywhere in the middle.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Okay. People have opinions about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying is that people...
How do you feel about the movie Hook?
You know,
didn't see it as a kid.
No, I know. Strangely, it was not available when I was a kid.
That's unfortunate.
I kept asking, can we see Hook? Yeah. And they're like, what's Hook? And I said, that movie by Steven Spielberg. And they said, you mean Jaws? Because that's the Spielberg movie when I was a kid that was the big hit.
By the way, listen,
I don't remember Hook that well, but I'm guessing not as scary as Jaws.
No, it's not. It's not as scary as Jaws. No.
I bet the Jaws had a bigger shark than Hook.
Probably. Well, yes. Yeah, there was a giant alligator, I believe, in Hook. But you're right.
Let me ask you this. Can you hear the leaf blower outside my window?
Very, very faintly. But I had a leaf blower outside my window just a second ago.
Whoa, we both had leaf blowers? This is the leaf blower episode.
Oh my gosh.
Thank goodness we have a title.
Leaf blower episode. Have you ever blown leaves, Greg? Have you ever blown leaves?
Yeah, I actually own a leaf blower. Do you know why?
To blow leaves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But here's how I got it. And this is a fascinating story that I think everyone's going to enjoy. When I lived at the last house, where we no longer live, now we live at this current
place. And now
place.
It's time for the Patreon-only section. Is it? I don't know.
No.
I actually don't know.
No, it's really not. But I love that you did that. That was exciting. All right. Anyway, my neighbor
that's
across
the... That's right, because I was 5 minutes late. That's why it's not time.
Exactly. Okay. My neighbor across the street... She had a garage sale and she had a leaf blower for sale. And I think you know where this is going. She was there.
Bought the leaf blower.
No, hang on. Don't ruin the story. She was there all day trying to sell her stuff. And then at the end of the day, no one bought the leaf blower.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, how's your garage sale going? She goes, it's okay. No one bought the leaf blower though.
Aw.
I was like, I'm sorry. And she said, do you want it? I was like, okay. And then she gave it to me. That's a good story, right? You thought I bought it, didn't you?
You waited out. You wanted that leaf blower.
I didn't think I needed it. But now I happen to live in a very windy part of the valley. It gets really windy here, especially in the colder months. And we get those Santa Ana winds, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
Here come those Santa Ana winds again. Name that song.
Okay. Here come those Santa Ana winds.
Okay, let's call it that. So now I have a very windy garage and I use the leaf blower just to blow the leaves out of my garage.
Is it garage or garage?
Okay,
it's a French word.
It's garage.
You have to sound like you're coughing something up.
Garage. It's a French word.
Okay.
Because, you know, there's like a little 1-inch crack underneath the garage door and leaves just blow right in.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, you got to have your leaf blower.
As you know, because you visited my house many times.
Many times. I love going over to your house.
Yeah, you know that there are lots and lots of trees.
Absolutely. And your tennis court gets covered in leaves.
Yes.
Which I've always thought was amazing.
Yeah,
and which is probably why you don't play that much tennis.
Also, we don't have a tennis court.
Well, all I know is when we would jog on that jogging track that goes all the way around your tennis court, I just was like, you know, you've got to get those leaves off there. And you're like, I rarely
play tennis. Thinking of like a country club or something and not my house. I think you're not thinking of my house.
I mean, your house. All I know is that I love visiting your house over 4th of July because they put on the best fireworks display I think I've ever seen.
Sure. That's not my house.
In your backyard.
I think you're thinking of, I don't know. What are you thinking of?
I don't know. I was trying to think what they might have at a country club. I was trying to go along with your country club idea.
Okay.
I imagine
I don't know if I've ever been to a country club, actually.
I imagine at country clubs, they do fireworks displays.
Okay. I guess so.
Yeah.
I didn't know they did that.
Man, there's a lot of leaf blowing going on in my backyard right now.
I can't hear it anymore.
I can.
Oh, wait. Yep. There's a very, very faint, like.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There you go. That sounds
I'm
like
harmonize with it.
Yeah, you know, look at us. We're like the Beatles doing background harmony
vocals.
We're
gonna be called the Leaf Blowers.
Man, oh, that's a great name. That is a great name. I got to talk to you about something. There is something that I honestly do not understand, and I'm hoping that you can help me. You know, a lot of people love popcorn. Do you like popcorn?
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
of course.
So I understand that popcorn is really popular, but the fact that for years people used to make these popcorn ceilings, and now they seem to regret that they've made these popcorn ceilings. So they're hiring, you know, contractors to take the popcorn off of their ceilings. I'm guessing because it's like gone stale or the smell is unbearable, but or it's just too buttery. They're just like, our ceiling's too buttery, you know. Maybe it's got maybe the salt falls down after a while.
As soon as you said popcorn ceiling, I knew where this was going, Greg.
I'm trying to ask your help. Like, help me understand why did people even put popcorn on their ceilings in the first place? It doesn't make any sense.
I don't think you understand what a popcorn ceiling is.
I think it's pretty obvious. It's got two words in it: popcorn and ceiling.
Yeah,
we all know what popcorn is, and we all know what a ceiling is. Popcorn ceiling.
Sure, yeah.
But it can only be one thing. It's a ceiling that's made of popcorn or has a bunch of popcorn stuck onto it.
No. It isn't necessarily only one thing. I'm trying to think of another example. I can't think of one like popcorn ceiling.
How about a driver's education?
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. So if you're a driver and you want to get an education, then you go to driver's education. If you want to go to college, right?
Yeah.
You go to driver's education.
No. You learn to be a driver in driver's
education. Is that where they teach you how to attach the popcorn to your ceilings?
No. It's not edible popcorn. It is.
Well, of course it's not. It's got glue all over it. It's glued to your ceiling.
But it's not actual popcorn. It's just a texture. It's a way to describe a texture.
Wait, you telling me every time I go to a movie, I'm just ordering a texture to just snack on?
No, see, that,
that's
that
what
context,
I'm saying. It's real popcorn. I don't understand why we're arguing about this.
It's like you're picking parts of our conversation and putting them in other parts of our conversation and using that as your argument.
Good times. All right. So
much like how you pick the word popcorn and put it into different contexts.
So we can agree.
No.
So we're both on the same page.
Kind of. Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. We don't even need to use a bookmark.
No. Well, we would do if we close the book.
Yeah, but I mean, I feel like if we're both on the same page that one of us will remember it. Like, what page is it? Like, 168. Like, yeah. Thanks, man.
You're relying too much on both of our memories.
You think?
Yeah, I think we could both forget for sure.
You know, my wife does not use bookmarks. She likes to read books, but does not use bookmarks. Never has used bookmarks.
Never
uses bookmarks. And and when she picks up a paper book, if she's not reading on her phone, that's a totally different thing. But if she's reading a paper book.
Do you use a bookmark when you read on your phone?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, if you put it in hard enough, it'll stay. Anyway, we don't have to get into that. But anyway, there's a little slot on the side that you can, it doesn't matter. Okay. So when she wants to continue reading her book, or a lot of people pronounce it Bach. But anyway, if she
who pronounces it Bach? Who?
I don't know. I've heard a lot of people do when they're talking about.
I'm offended by what you just said. For some
when they're
reason.
Talking about music, if they're talking about like classical music or something, and books about classical music, they're like, "Oh yeah, I read this great book about Bach." I understand.
Yeah. They're not saying. So you're saying you think they're saying book about book?
Can you just let me finish my story?
Okay. All right. Okay.
I mean, Craig, I feel like you tend to get sidetracked when I'm trying to tell you something important.
I'm just trying to keep you in reality, Greg. I'm just trying to make sure. Yeah. Okay.
Since she doesn't use bookmarks, she just like, where did I leave off? And she just kind of thumbs through the book like, no, I read that part. No. Oh, I don't think I've gotten there. And then she triangulates her position.
She had some sort of system.
She doesn't. No, she just like looks through to like, where did I leave off? Oh, yeah, I think this was it. I don't think I read this part.
Is it like on principle, she doesn't like bookmarks, or does she just not get around to using them?
I think, you know, every once in a while, I've actually said, hey, sweetie, here's a bookmark. You want to use this? You can use my bookmark. And then she'll just forget. I don't know. I don't know. You know, some people's brains just work in a different way.
There have been times that I didn't use a bookmark, and it's just because there wasn't one available when I started reading a book.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Anything can be a bookmark, you know?
I know.
Let's say that you're walking around in Boulder, Colorado. Well, you could use a tree branch or a boulder.
Odd choice.
An actual boulder to put it in your book. You could use anything, you know?
No.
Let's say you've got a horrible, horrible cold, and you've got a tissue, and you blow your nose into the tissue. Well, you throw that tissue away and then just put the tissue box right in where you left off.
Oh, the tissue box.
The whole box of tissues. Some people call them...
You could tear off a piece of a tissue and use it as a bookmark.
Oh, that's smarter. That makes more sense. And now it's time for the Patreon-only bonus section, which starts as soon as Craig recites the Canterbury Tales in Middle English.
The whole Canterbury Tales?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay, so I got to look it up.
It's all right. I'll do it for you. Juan that April with his shore sota, the drought of March hath pierced to the rota, and bathed every vein in swish. This portion of Two Guys Talking About Lettuce has been edited out for your listening inconvenience. If you wish to hear the complete, unedited version with the bonus talking, be sure to visit patreon.com/twoguystalkingaboutlettuce. And now, back to the edited, not as good version of the podcast. And that's the end of the Patreon-only bonus section. Sometimes I like to say that, like right when you're in the middle of talking.
Yeah, in fact, every time, except for maybe one time, one or two times.
It's fun to do it that way. Have you ever tried it?
Yeah, I actually tried.
And that's the end of the Patreon-only bonus section. Man, that was really good, and it had two endings, which I really like.
That is interesting. earlier this episode, I did cut you off by saying it was time for the Patreon.
Yeah, you did, and so now we're even.
And that's the end of the Patreon-only. Okay.
That was good. See, I knew not to talk right then.
I didn't really cut you off that time.
No, though, I knew not to talk.
Yeah. I was polite.
Well, I mean, I think that you tried to cut me off, but then your attempt failed, and everyone heard it, and there's no way to erase this.
And that's the end of the
And now you did it again.
Only.
You did it again.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you think about that? How's that make you feel?
I feel pretty good.
And that's the end of the Patreon-only bonus section.
Gotcha.
Oh, that was a fun section.
Do you have any world records, Greg?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Just one.
What is it?
Neil Young's latest album.
You just have one record?
No. Neil Young's latest album is called World Record by Neil Young and Crazy Horse.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Well, congratulations.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I mean, look, the guy can't really sing very well anymore. But still, I'm such a Neil Young fan. I had to get it, you know? Okay. And it's got some lovely songs on it.
Good.
Can't really sing that well, though.
Well, because he's got a unique voice.
Yeah, well, it's true. But when you're pushing 80, or maybe he's already in his 80s, I don't know. He's somewhere around 80. When you get up there, you can't expect the voice to still be what it was when you were, say, 78, you know?
Yeah, I can only think of 9 or 10 80-year-olds that were my musical idols when I was a kid, you know?
Yeah. Well, I guess me too. I mean, there are a lot now that are around 80.
Now, yes.
And they all don't really have the voices that they used to have. Although, you know what's remarkable? I feel that Mick Jagger can still sing like he used to.
I don't think I've heard recent Mick Jagger.
Well, they've released a new Rolling Stones album just like a month ago, and it's surprisingly good. Lady Gaga is on it, and when she sings, it sounds like a 70s Stones song. Because you've got like a female vocalist just going crazy during the song. She's great. Elton John's on the album. I'm like, it's surprisingly good.
I will tell you, John Lennon sounds pretty good on the new Beatles song.
Yeah, but here's the thing. It's not newly recorded John Lennon. I don't know if you know that. Because here's the thing. When a person dies, they stop singing.
Yeah.
So it is a recording from the late 70s.
Oh.
Back when he was still alive.
Right. Why is it when I say something ridiculous, you suddenly know everything about the world? But then when you say something ridiculous, we switched roles, is what I'm saying.
I'm just trying to help.
Okay, I understand.
Yeah, I don't know if you do.
Like, it's like you're a chameleon, Greg. You're
comedian.
Change.
It's pronounced comedian.
Okay.
Chameleons are not that funny.
Have you ever do stand up?
I have done stand up.
Do you like it?
I was terrible at it.
Yeah.
I was terrible at it.
Did it a lot or?
Let me tell you what one of my opening jokes was when I did stand up. I did it just for whatever, a couple months or whatever, and then I was like, I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah.
Here's one of my opening jokes. I went to the barber the other day and he said, "How do you want your haircut?" I said, "Just short back and sides." He brings me out a fruit dessert. I say, "No, that's a strawberry shortcake." Verbatim, that was one of my opening jokes. Like, that's how I wanted to warm up the crowd.
Your joke you told earlier in this podcast was better. Would have been a better opener.
But let me tell you something. It is really fun to go up and purposely confuse the audience on your first joke.
See, that's why you're not a good comedian. It's like the audience is your adversary. Instead of we're all in this together.
I really was fucking with him the whole time. Oh my God. I also told this joke. I said, "Well, I just flew in from New York and boy are my arms tired from all the masturbating."
I mean, that's all right.
It's pretty good.
That's a classic Greg Benson joke right there, I think.
You know, it really did not. That I think the strawberry shortcake joke got more laughs, but it's just weird that I did stand up in the 1990s and I still remember some of my jokes.
Yeah. And how did you do it multiple times or was that?
I did. Yeah. I would, and I even have some on video.
And did it bomb every time or was it?
Well, the weird thing is like there were two times when I did it and the club owners were like, "Oh man, that was really a lot of fun. I want to talk to you about bookings." And my response was at the same time was like, "Bookings? What's that?" Because I was so green, or either that or was in the green room. No, I'm wearing green right now. Okay,
yeah, you're wearing green right now. That's what I was thinking of.
Anyway, I didn't know what he was talking about. So I literally like, "What bookings? What do you mean?" And it's like, "Oh, you don't. Oh, never mind." They're like, "Oh, you're so new, you don't even know what a booking is? Oh, fine. Never mind." It's like I talked myself out of it. Have you ever done that? Ever talked yourself out of a job?
No, I don't know that I've ever tried to have a job. So, you know.
You never, like when you were 16, you didn't go get your first job?
No, I did. I've had actual jobs, but thinking about like a job that I... like an entertainment job. I've never really tried something.
Let's
like
talk
that.
About some of your first jobs. What was your very first job?
I worked at a video store called Cardinal Video in Marshall, Wisconsin.
God, you and I have so much in common.
Do we?
Yeah. Because my second job is I worked at a music and video store.
Whoa. I would say the video store job was my favorite job I've ever had besides my current job.
It was wow. Because you get to hang around, you got to like just play videos.
I got to watch movies or play video games.
Yeah,
so,
right there on the television set. I'm guessing they had a television set.
They did. And it was minimum wage. And it was awesome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And
my first job was less than minimum wage.
What? Is that legal?
No, it's not legal. In fact, nothing about this place was legal. It was a place called Bill's Records in Dallas, Texas. And those of you who are listening in Dallas, you're like, oh, yeah, I remember Bill's Records. So Bill's Records was owned by a man named Bill.
Oh, huh. I would have expected that. I would have.
And back at the height of you know, in the 1980s, the height of, you know, when everybody was buying records, because that's all there was to buy before CDs ever came out.
Yeah, nobody bought food or anything.
Nobody bought food. They only bought records. Bill's Records was an enormous store in Dallas. I mean, a huge, like a warehouse full of records. And it was run by this guy named Bill, this older, effeminate man, a gay man, if you will, who, and I mention this because I was 15 when I got the job, and he paid me every day for working full days, meaning like 12, 13-hour days, really long days. He paid me $12 in cash and $15 in store credit. So every day at the end of each day, he'd hand me $12 in cash, and then I'd pick out $15 worth of records to take home.
So
and often
a little more than a dollar an hour.
Yeah, and often I could not get a ride from my parents since I was 15. I didn't drive, so Bill would come to my house and pick me up, and while driving me over and while working with him, he would very inappropriately flirt with me.
How old were you?
I was 15 years old. And it was when I think about it, it was just abusive. It was a weird abusive situation.
That's terrible.
I mean, he would say some horribly inappropriate things to me.
This was your first job?
That was my first job. Luckily, he never touched me or anything like that, but
jeez.
And he has since died, so I just want to say, Bill, you can fuck yourself. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I'm sorry you had to go through that.
There's a follow-up to that story. So I worked for him for a summer, you know, and I got so many records. So many records, and I remember so many inappropriate things that he said. In fact, it's kind of a, you know, sometimes he'd come up with a funny little turn of phrase. You don't want to hear a funny turn of phrase that he said to me?
No,
you sure? It's funny little turn of phrase.
No.
You sure?
I don't think I want to hear it.
Come on, it's the just imagine him saying this to a 15-year-old. All right, so Bill said this to me, a 15-year-old boy working in a store. He looked at me one time when he wasn't complimenting me on my ass. He looked at me one time and he said, "I don't like to get fucked. I like to fuck."
Wow,
isn't that nice, Bill of Bill's Records, folks. So anyway, so that was my story about Bill. So anyway, now that I think about it, that was a little traumatic.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm glad that we can have this podcast so I can work through all this trauma.
Yeah. Yeah.
Luckily, luckily I got off okay. But here's the second part of the story. So about, I don't know, 12 years ago, Kim and I have gone to visit Dallas, 10, 12 years ago. And we're driving around in downtown Dallas, I forget why, and we drive by and I see a sign that says Bill's Records. Now, totally different location, totally different part of town. I'm like, is that the same Bill's Records? I was like, I used to work at, and I told Kim the story about, you know, the way that Bill used to treat me when I was 15. And she's like, let's just go into Bill's Records and just see if it's the same guy. And she was curious to see the guy. And we walk in, and it's a very small store because at that point, 10 years ago or whatever, vinyl was not popular. And he was not doing well. It was a very tiny store. Nobody was in there. Walked in, started looking through records. He looks up to me, and he said, "I know you. Your name is Greg." And I went, "Yep.
Whoa.
Hi, Bill. I'm surprised you remember me." He goes, "Oh, yeah, I remember you." And I was not friendly to him. And he was trying to be friendly to me. And it's just, I can't believe that he remembered me from the time that I was 15 until I was in my mid-40s.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't think I would remember someone.
Yeah. And now he's dead. Long. He died like 5 years ago.
Yeah. Jeez.
Yeah. Wow. I read about it. No, he actually, he masturbated himself to death.
No. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, he did. Oh, he did. Okay. He masturbated. He masturbated for 17 days straight.
Oh, I feel like we need a warning for this.
And then died.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's
all right.
Listen, I'm just assuming. I'm assuming that's how he died.
Okay. All right.
Oh. Anyway, if I can be serious for a second, I hope I didn't offend any of Bill's family. If Bill's family is listening to this, I just want you to know that Bill was an absolute piece of shit.
Okay.
That's how I deal with trauma.
Well, that's good. I'm glad. Do you feel better?
Yeah, I guess I do. But it's too bad that this is called the Leaf Blower episode, because we could have called this Greg Deals with His Trauma.
We could have. I don't know which one is more of a clickbait. I can't decide.
Which one's more of a turnoff? You're like, I don't want to listen to the Leaf Blower episode, or I don't want to listen to Greg dealing with trauma. Speaking of trauma, on Bad Movies Live, which is on twitch.tv/mediocrefilms every Friday and Sunday, Fridays at 6 and Sundays at 5 Pacific. I can't believe that you didn't interrupt me saying, all right, Greg. All right.
I feel like I want to let you process.
Speaking of trauma, we watched a movie by Troma just this past weekend, and it was so much fun. A movie called Night Beast from like 82 or 84 or something like that. Night Beast, a Troma film.
Troma.
So, Troma. Yes, we did watch it. Speaking of trauma, we did watch a Troma film.
What's a Troma film?
That's a production company. They made a bunch of really cheesy movies. I think they're probably most famous for The Toxic Avenger.
Okay, well, that's a very loose connection to trauma. That's you were just really pigeonholing that advertisement in there.
Well, I mean, it sounds similar, as they say.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Greg.
Craig.
Craig. What was your second job? Your second job was video store? Video and music store?
That I think about it, I think actually my second job was working, tearing tickets and selling popcorn at the Galleria General Cinema movie theater.
You know what? Huh. I worked at a box office of a movie theater.
Wow. I never worked the box office, though. I tore tickets.
Mm.
In fact, one time, one of my doctors came up. And I was like, oh, it's so weird to see you here, not at the doctor's office. He's like, I know, I'm a person.
Do you think he thought that people didn't exist outside his office?
I guess. I mean, it's like when a kid sees their teacher at like shopping for groceries, and they're like, oh my God, you shop for groceries? And she's like, yeah, I don't just live in the classroom. I mean,
I'm
a person, you fucking moron. you know how rude teachers get when you run into them at the grocery store.
Some might, actually. Yeah. But yeah.
You never know. I mean, they're not going to get in trouble if they're not at school. If they don't say it at school.
I think they might.
I'm shopping for groceries, you piece of shit. that's what they probably say. But no, so I sold a concession. I worked at a concession stand, and the theater where I worked, I think I may have told you these stories before, but I'll just tell you anyway, the theater where I worked, speaking of popcorn, they would give us two things for free, and you'll never guess what one of those things was. I'll give you a hint. I just said it, and it's a food.
Hot dogs?
It's made of corn. It's made of corn, and you pop it.
Corn dogs.
Okay, you're really close. It's popcorn is what I was looking for.
Okay.
They would scrape it off the ceelings, and I'd be able to eat it for free.
No. No, that's not what happened.
So as much free popcorn and as much orange soda, since they didn't sell a lot of orange soda, we could have free popcorn or free orange soda. And let me tell you something. That whole summer, that was my meal. Like every time I worked there, it was like, I'm just going to have popcorn or orange soda for lunch.
Yeah.
Because you can do that when you're a teenager.
Unhealthy. Yeah.
It was unhealthy.
Yeah.
But I stopped eating the popcorn when my manager called me into the storage room and said, I need you to clean this up. And I found that that a rat had gotten into the storage room where they pre-pop the popcorn. They say that it's popped fresh daily, and they do pop it fresh daily, but then they put it in these big bags where it sits in a storage room for like a week.
Oh.
Yeah.
So they pop it fresh daily in the sense that they pop it at some point.
They do pop it, and then they put it in these huge bags, these huge plastic bags, like the size of, you know, hefty garbage bags, but they're clear plastic. So anyway, so a rat had gotten into the popcorn and just eaten through a couple of the bags, and it said, oh, so you want me to just throw these away? And then he went, no. Just dump it into a new bag. I'm like, but the rat's been, it's like, well, just scrape off some of the part where the rat got to it and then just put the rest in a new bag.
Oh.
So that's the General Cinema Galleria Theater in Dallas, Texas. Shout out to you at the Galleria.
Is it
General
still there?
Cinema Theater? I don't know. It might still be. I don't know. But I wouldn't get the popcorn. If you're going to go there, I would not get the popcorn.
Yeah. But that makes you think that kind of thing could happen anywhere you get food.
And it does.
Yeah, and we don't have any idea.
Yeah, you don't know until someone releases one of those Burger King foot lettuce videos.
Why do bad things happen, Greg? Can they stop happening?
Yeah. I mean, did you vote? Should bad things continue to happen or not? Yes or no? And did you vote? Did you already vote?
Yes.
It was voting day recently.
Yeah.
Okay.
I voted present because I didn't do enough research.
Oh, shit. No, you should have voted no. Bad things should stop happening.
Oh, well, I see. Now I know that.
Yeah.
You told
I think the majority actually voted for yes because people like a balance in their life.
Okay. They like bad things happening?
I mean, without the bad things, how can you appreciate the good things?
You could just be happy all the time.
But look at me. I'm a goddamn philosopher.
Okay. All right.
Yeah,
you didn't need to say goddamn.
And yeah, I did because you know why? Because I wanted you to know that I meant it.
Okay. Yeah. That was a good emphasis.
Without a little, cursing, how do you know someone means a thing? You know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, you can say that. Like, I could say, like, man, I saw this. I saw Killers of the Flower Moon, Martin Scorsese.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it.
Oh well, thanks for the spoiler. I didn't ask you to spoil the movie for me. I can't believe you spoiled it. Well, listen, as much as we have had a good time doing this episode, folks, our time has run out, and now it is time for us to say goodbye, as we always do. We sing our little farewell song to you. Here we go. It's now time. Go ahead, sing with me, Greg. To say goodbye to our lettuce listeners. And thank you. And we love your sexy arms. Yeah. Okay. See you next week, guys.
I'm sorry. I feel like I didn't represent how much I loved that movie. I fucking loved it. I fucking loved it.
I thought you were going to say how much you love their sexy arms.
No. No, I actually have no opinion about their arms.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.